Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Tech and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddy.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'm Brian Shackman, along with John Senecal, episode 201. It's going to be hot take central because that's what this is. Rafi Devers gets traded to the San Francisco Giants. After the Red Sox sweep the Yankees at Fenway, after they go up one game over 500, after they're now in contention for a wild card after swooning in the month of May. And so we're here to give our takes and tell you what we think. And we'll tell you before all the sports radio hacks get to it themselves. I mean, I quickly summarize your take and then I'll go.
Well, I mean, I like the rest of the baseball world, I was shocked. I was completely shocked that they traded him. Not so much that he got traded, but obviously the timing of it. I mean, the Red Sox and the Astros are the two hottest teams in baseball, having won five games in a row. And they just came off sweeping the Yankees, which is like the best thing in the world, right? So very interesting timing. But, at least the Giants didn't make him fly out to Seattle and then tell him. At least they told him before he got on the plane. I mean, that would have been an interesting take. But yes, I think the Red Sox secretly wanted to do this all along, especially once he started going sour grapes about moving positions. You know, obviously the third base to DH thing was an issue and then the first base thing. So I think it's been in the works for a little while. They just needed to find someone that had the money and the will to do it.
Listen, there's a million angles to this story. First, I'll give you the quick pluses and minuses, and then I'll talk about the macro. I worked with Barry Melrose when I covered the NHL at ESPN. And when we did trade deadline stuff, his theory was always that whoever gets the best player wins the trade. That was always his theory. And you can debate it. Now, who knows what the minor league guys will do. But obviously, San Francisco got the best player. So that's period right there. Now, the three best, most prominent faces of the franchise maybe in the last 6 to 10 years – are now in the NL West. Mookie Betts in LA, Xander Bogaerts with the Padres, and now, of course, you have Rafael Devers, who's a San Francisco Giant. And all of it, as you said, comes with the Red Sox just getting over 500, sweeping the Yankees at Fenway. In some ways, if they had won the games in blowouts, it would have felt differently. They won games that they were losing a month ago, right? I mean, They often will be up a run or two in the ninth or eighth, and they'll lose that game. So they won games in ways that were really, honestly encouraging. But on the plus side, if I did like a pro and a con, I mean, listen, Devers reminded me of the Sox of the 80s. He was a selfish guy. And you can be selfish in baseball, by the way, and be a great player for the team. But I think he dragged down the culture of the locker room. I think he was a selfish guy. I think he was out of shape. And the team saves money. And now you get to let the kids play. I've always long felt that to be a winning franchise, you need two or three high-priced free agents, two or three sort of like just before they hit free agents, and two or three pre-free agent kids who are not even arbitration eligible, right? That's your starting lineup, in my opinion. So now you have Marcelo Meyer, you know, Roman Anthony, and Christian Campbell as your young guys, and a whole bunch of no-names. Like, Romy Gonzalez has been playing awesome. Like, there's all these randos that are just really, really playing good baseball. So now you let the kids play. This is where the two big things that I want to talk about, and then you can react. One is Cora. Cora felt to me like a guy who had become like, I'm going to play the vets. I'm going to play the lineup the way I think it should be. And the kids are going to sit. They're not going to hit against lefties, yada, yada, yada. So I wonder to what degree he was frozen out here and to what degree like he's been dictated to. You know, on my morning show, we played the soundbite from Moneyball where Brad Pitt's Billy Bean character says to Art Howe, Philip Seymour Hoffman's characters, you can't play Pena at first, you know, with the Carlos Pena, Scott Hatterberg thing. And he said, I'm playing him at first. He said, no, you can't, because I just traded him. So I think this is the type of situation where maybe the management and ownership are forcing Cora to play the kids more. I don't know. That's one thing. You want to react to that before I get to my next one?
Yeah, I think obviously the relationship with Devers and the front office was way worse than I think it was with Cora. And Cora, I think, got stuck in the middle. That's why I think he just kind of went in underground on this and just kept saying, he's our DH, he's our DH. That being said, I think, you know, when they signed him, when Chaim Bloom signed him to the contract, you know, I feel like it was almost like a pressure situation because all these other contracts were being signed and you had this young player who can really hit. At the time, you didn't realize he was going to be such a one-dimensional player, but they gave him this big contract. So hats off to them for at least having that no trade clause in there so they could deal him. But, you know, given the current situation, you know, I think they looked at him as, like you said, not a team guy, not a face of the franchise, a huge money grab, like going to suck them dry for the next 8 years after this year, a ton of money that they could get rid of. And it was a very easy decision, I think, in the grand scheme of things. You're going to get rid of a player that can hit but is one-dimensional. Think what you can get on the back end. If you can let these young players and two of them actually pan out, and then you can go out and sign some players like an Alex Bregman and maybe get him for a longer contract.
Is that you're speaking like a non-Red Sox fan, because intellectually you're probably right. But like the Dan Shaughnessy's and the average fan who calls into sports radio, they're pissed. And they're pissed because they're saying, well, how come the other big market teams aren't solely planning for the future? They're planning for the future as they're winning in the present. I mean, the San Francisco Giants are a big market team. They're saying, Dan Shaughnessy said it, I agree with him in his column for today. He said they're saying to their fans, we're going to win now. Although, and then every single year in the last 4 or 5 years, we're being told as Sox fans, we're planning for the future. Well, when's the future going to be? The present is one part of it. And then why can't you be winning in the present and still plan for the future? So you might be right, but that's not going to placate fans. So I think that I personally, like, I didn't like him on the team anymore. I thought what he did, the way he behaved, was horrible. And I thought he was selfish. And you talk about being a one-dimensional. I firmly believe, and this is something that is not out in hot take land, if he had worked as hard on his fielding as he does on his hitting, he wouldn't be a one-dimensional player. I think he's lazy. I don't think he put in the time. And the 1 year, the stretch of time where he really worked on his fielding, he did fine. He was never going to be a great fielder, but if he worked at it, he totally would still have that job. I believe that, number one. But I think this speaks to a larger issue because you tend to be optimistic about it, and I tend to side a little bit more with the fans. Like, why the F am I supporting this team and spending $18 on beer and all this crap when they're not committed to winning in the present and the future? And so for me, I think the biggest story out of all this is that you have a franchise that's won 4 World Series in this century, more than any other team. And they have gone from that to literally people hate them. People in Boston and New England now hate the owners of the Red Sox. which is stunning to me when you think of what they've given us. And I think about my lifetime. I think about Tom Brady. I think about the Bruins in 11, the two world champions the Celtics gave us. There is no better, even more than the Seattle win in the Super Bowl, the Rams win in the Super Bowl, the Atlanta thing was one of the greatest things I ever saw in my life. I still would take 04 over all of those things. Okay. And so I think that they need to sell the team. I really think that this is about they're not managing it in a way. I just feel like the fans are getting crapped on in all phases. So even though you can justify, it's great they got $254 million off the books. It's great they got a big bad egg out of the locker, the clubhouse or whatever. But it's still sending the message that, well, we're one game over 500. We're half a game out of the wild card as of Monday. But you know what? We're going to move them.
Yeah, I mean, it really sucks for, you know, the fans who like Robbie Devers, you know, the dads who all got their Robbie Devers jerseys yesterday. I mean, it really does suck, but, you know, there's always stuff that we don't know about, right? And look, for Yankee fans should know this more than anything, all the years of Steinbrenner, how many times he fired someone and got rid of people just because he didn't like them. This could have simply come down to pissing off the owner. And in the back of your mind, Brian, this could be the first move about selling this team. You clear that kind of money off the books and you have a good young core that you can build around. And then you have a Garrett Crochet under contract who's an excellent pitcher. The team starts looking a lot better to sell. So yeah, that might be in the pipeline, but I still think this is a great deal for the Red Sox because if you look at the return, they didn't get anything back. You get a couple A-ball players and a washed up contract with Jordan Hicks and a possible pitcher, 23-year-old, but he's going to the minors for the Sox, so he still has to work things out. So this is a garbage deal. They're getting rid of his contract. They're getting rid of the sour grapes is what they're doing.
But you like it. You like
it. I think it's great for the Red Sox because it changes the culture in the clubhouse. If the Red Sox were smart, they keep Alex Bregman there. They change that culture in the clubhouse. They build around those young players. And like I said, nothing's a guarantee with Anthony Campbell and Marcelo Mayer. Nothing is a guarantee. But with the chances there are, with their talent, two of the three of them should pan out.
So, by the way, I like the improvement in the clubhouse. I hope they can come out and win some games out of it. I hope the role players continue to win. I'm just real random baseball question. Then I have a Yankees Sox question for you. Do you think they'll start playing like Roman Anthony and Meyer against lefties, or they're going to continue to platoon them?
Well, I mean, they still have to figure out a way to get him in the lineup, right? They still have to figure out a way to get Anthony in the lineup. Just moving Devers doesn't solve a ton of things, but with Yoshida, what's his deal? I think they got to just put the kids in and let them figure it out and let them figure out against hitting against lefties and righties. The Yankees do it with Wells and Rice all the time. They bat against lefties all the time. So I feel like if you're going to learn how to play in the major leagues, that's what you need to do. You have to be in there every day.
I agree. Now, obviously, the Yankees are still in first. The lead that looked almost over is now under, I think, as of Monday, it's like 3.5 games. How discouraging are you writing off the weekend as just a bad weekend? Or are there any bigger picture concerns you have about the Yankees?
I am not so much concerned about the weekend. I mean, yes, I feel like if anything, the Yankees need to tighten it up. They played like they played in the 2024 World Series against the Dodgers with their head up there. You know what? They really did. They need to play better. And Alex Cora is a great manager. He is like Dave Roberts. He will exploit that. When you play good teams with good managers, you're in trouble. You have to play at the top of your game, and you can't. The Yankees need to tighten it up. And Aaron Boone looked like he wanted to kill Jason Dominguez. He really did.
Well, that pickoff to end the game was something. What was he thinking? He's thinking the guy's not going to throw down? Because most, by the way, half the catchers in the majors would not have thrown down.
No.
Right?
I mean, you got two different ones where the guy, you know, he's basically forgot how many outs there were. That's a total lapse of judgment. And then with Ben Rice, he gets picked off too. So it's just, you got to be dialed in. Plain and simple. That's what you have to do. And I'm a little concerned, you know, if Judge starts to slump, which he will, I don't say he's going to go 0-for-40, but Judge will cool off. Yeah. The players around him need to pick it up. And so far, the Yankees haven't had another guy yet to really catch fire. Bellinger did it for a little bit. Not much. Goldschmidt's really tailing off big time. Yeah. So there's some issues.
Get Stanton coming back.
Stanton should be back Monday night or Tuesday night. So there is some positivity, but I'm not pushing the panic button on the Yankees. Not pushing the panic button.
So to summarize, you think it's a good cultural change for the Red Sox? I love your point about you clear $250 million off your books. All of a sudden, buying the team from a bean counter standpoint, looks $250 million, not nothing. It's a lot of money. And I think that's a really fantastic point. Hinging on all this, I think Story and Bregman as the leaders is a good cultural change, but now you got to get Bregman to stay. He's got, you know what I mean? If he doesn't stay and you don't have a third baseman, it's going to be really embarrassing. But
he will cost you money. Remember, you're paying him $40 million a year now. If you give him a longer deal, you're going to be able to knock that down. But still, he's going to cost you at least $35 million a year.
Yeah. He's John Senecal. I'm Brian Shackman. You've been listening to episode 201 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.